Before we dive into today's episode, I wanted to share a free resource that could help you or someone you know wrestle with one of life's biggest questions. Does it make sense to believe in God? This compelling chapter from Why You Can Believe takes on today's top scientific and philosophical objections and reveals three clear reasons why belief in God is entirely rational. Whether you're exploring faith or equipping someone else, it's a must read. And it can be yours today for free. Download your free copy now at premierinsight.org/resources. Again, that's premierinsight.org/resources. And now it's time for today's podcast.
The Bible in a Year, bringing the Word to life.
Father God, all your words are true. All your righteous laws are eternal. Help us to treasure your word and to follow your teaching every day of our lives. Amen. Proverbs chapter 18, verses 7 to 16. The mouths of fools are their undoing, and their lips are a snare to their very lives. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels, they go down to the inmost parts. One who is slack in his work is brother to one who destroys. The name of the Lord is a fortified tower, the righteous run to it and are safe. The wealth of the rich is their fortified city. They imagine it a wall too high to scale. Before a downfall, the heart is haughty, but humility comes before honour. To answer before listening, that is folly and shame. The human spirit can endure in times of illness, but a crushed spirit, who can bear? The heart of the discerning acquires knowledge, for the ears of the wise seek it out. A gift opens the way and ushers the giver into the presence of the great.
Romans chapter 10, verses 5 to 21, and chapter 11, verses 1 to 10. Moses writes this about the righteousness that is by the law. The person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that is by faith says, "Do not say in your heart, 'Who will ascend into heaven?' That is, to bring Christ down. Or, 'Who will descend into the deep?' That is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is, the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth, 'Jesus is Lord,' and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, 'Anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame.' For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, 'How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.' But not all the Israelites accepted the good news. For Isaiah says, 'Lord, who has believed our message?' Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. But I ask, did they not hear? Of course they did. Their voice has gone out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. Again I ask, did Israel not understand? First Moses says, I will make you envious by those who are not a nation. I will make you angry by a nation that has no understanding. And Isaiah boldly says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. But concerning Israel, he says, all day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and obstinate people. Chapter 11. I ask then, did God reject his people? By no means. I am an Israelite myself, a descendant of Abraham from the tribe of Benjamin. God did not reject his people whom he foreknew. Don't you know what Scripture says in the passage about Elijah, how he appealed to God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars. I am the only one left and they are trying to kill me. And what was God's answer to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal. So too, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace. And if by grace, then it cannot be based on works. If it were, grace would no longer be grace. What then? What the people of Israel sought so earnestly, they did not obtain. The elect among them did, but the others were hardened, as it is written. God gave them a spirit of stupor, eyes that could not see, and ears that could not hear, to this very day. And David says, may their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a retribution for them. May their eyes be darkened so they cannot see, and their backs be bent forever.
1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 18 to chapter 4, verse 8. Caleb, son of Hezron, had children by his wife Azubah and by Jerioth. These were her sons, Jesher, Shobab, and Ardon. When Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath, who bore him Hur. Hur was the father of Uri, and Uri the father of Bezalel. Later, Hezron, when he was 60 years old, married the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead. He made love to her, and she bore him Segub. Segub was the father of Jair, who controlled 23 towns in Gilead. But Geshur and Aram captured Havoth-Jair, as well as Kenath with its surrounding settlements, 60 towns. All these were descendants of Machir, the father of Gilead. After Hezron died in Caleb Ephrathah, Abijah, the wife of Hezron, bore him Asher, the father of Tekoa. The sons of Jeremiel, the firstborn of Hezron, Ram his firstborn, Bunah, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeremiel had another wife whose name was Atara. She was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jeremiel, Maaz, Jamin, and Ikah. The sons of Onam, Shammai and Jada. The sons of Shammai, Nadab and Abishur. Abishur's wife was named Abihail, who bore him Arban and Molid. The sons of Nadab, Seled and Appaim. Seled died without children. The son of Appaim, Ishi, who was the father of Sheshan. Sheshan was the father of Alai. The sons of Jada, Shammai's brother, Jether and Jonathan. Jether died without children. The sons of Jonathan, Peleth and Zaza. These were the descendants of Jeremiel. Sheshan had no sons, only daughters. He had an Egyptian servant named Jarha. Sheshan gave his daughter in marriage to his servant Jarha, and she bore him Attai. Attai was the father of Nathan, Nathan the father of Zabad, Zabad the father of Ephlal, Ephlal the father of Obed, Obed the father of Jehu, Jehu the father of Azariah, Azariah the father of Helez, Helez the father of Elisha, Elisha the father of Sismay, Sismay the father of Shalom, Shalom the father of Jechemiah, and Jechemiah the father of Elishama. The sons of Caleb, the brother of Jerahmeel, Misha the firstborn, who was the father of Ziph, and his son Merishah, who was the father of Hebron. The sons of Hebron, Korah, Tappua, Rechem, and Shema. Shema was the father of Raham, and Raham the father of Jokim. Rechem was the father of Shammai. The son of Shammai was Maon, and Maon was the father of Beth Zur. Caleb's concubine, Ephah, was the mother of Haran, Moza, and Gazez. Haran was the father of Gazez. The sons of Jadai, Regem, Jotham, Geshen, Pele, Ephah, and Shaaf. Caleb's concubine, Maacah, was the mother of Sheba and Tahana. She also gave birth to Shaaf, the father of Madmanah, and to Sheva, the father of Machbenah and Gibeah. Caleb's daughter was Aksar. These were the descendants of Caleb. The sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, Shobal, the father of Kiriath Jearim, Salma, the father of Bethlehem, and Harith, the father of Beth Gader. The descendants of Shobal, the father of Kiriath Jearim, were Haroeth, half the Manassethites, and the clans of Kiriath Jearim, the Itharites, Huthites, Shumathites, and Mishrites. These were the descendants of Zorathites and Eshtolites. The descendants of Salma, Bethlehem, the Netaphathites, Atroth Beth, Joab, half the Manassethites, the Zorites, and the clans of scribes who lived at Jabez, the Tirathites, Shimeathites, and Succothites. These are the Kenites who came from Hamath, the father of the Rechabites. 1 Chronicles chapter 3. These were the sons of David born to him in Hebron. The firstborn was Amnon, son of Ahinoam of Jezreel. The second, Daniel, son of Abigail of Carmel. The third, Absalom, the son of Maacah, daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur. The fourth, Adonijah, the son of Haggith. The fifth, Shephatiah, the son of Abital. The sixth, Ithream, by his wife Eglah. These six were born to David in Hebron, where he reigned 7 years and 6 months. David reigned in Jerusalem for 33 years, and these were the children born to him there: Shammua, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. These four were by Bathsheba, daughter of Amiel. There were also Ibhar, Elishua, Eliphelet, Nogah, Nepheg, Japhiah, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet. 9 in all. All these were the sons of David, besides his sons by his concubines, and Tamar was their sister. Solomon's son was Rehoboam, Abijah his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son, Jehoram his son, Ahaziah his son, Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Jotham his son, Ahaz his son, Hezekiah his son, Manasseh his son, Amon his son, Josiah his son. The sons of Josiah: Johanan the firstborn, Jehoiakim the second son, Zedekiah the third, Shalom the fourth. the successors of Jehoiakim, Jehoiachin his son, and Zedekiah. The descendants of Jehoiachin the captive, Shealtiel his son, Melchiram, Pediah, Shenazar, Jechemiah, Hoshemah, and Nedabiah. The sons of Pediah, Zerubbabel and Shimei. The sons of Zerubbabel, Meshullam and Hananiah. Shelemith was their sister. There were also five others: Hashubah, Ochal, Berechiah, Hazadiah, and Jushab Hesed. The descendants of Hananiah, Pelatiah and Jeshiah, and the sons of Rephiah, of Arnon, of Abadiah, and of Shechaniah. The descendants of Shechaniah, Shemaiah and his sons, Hattush, Igal, Bariah, Neariah, and Shaphat, six in all. The sons of Neariah, Elioenai, Hizkiah, and Hazimkam, three in all. The sons of Elioenai, Hadaviah, Eliashib, Peliah, Akub, Yohanan, Deliah, and Anani, seven in all. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. The descendants of Judah: Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reiah, son of Shobal, was the father of Jahath, and Jahath the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These were the clans of the Zerothites. These were the sons of Etam: Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. Their sister was Hezalel Poni. Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer the father of Hushar. These were the descendants of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, and father of Bethlehem. Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Naara. Naara bore him Ahuzam, Hepher, Temeni, and Hahashtari. These were the descendants of Naara. The sons of Hela: Zareth, Zohar, Ethnan, and Koz, who was the father of Anub, and Azobebar, and the clans of Aharhel, son of Haram.
Father God, thank you for the gift of the Bible, the living, breathing Word of God. Help us to stay close to you, and please help us to stand up for you, however tough it might be. Amen.
For more resources to help you bring the Word to life, go to premier.org.uk/Bible. This reading has been taken from the NIV Bible Biblica and is published by Hodder and Stoughton.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly.